KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Daytime highs approaching 75 today under partly cloudy skies, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows level off around 50. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 91. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 43.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News. Several airports have had ICE agents sent to assist TSA workers. The Kansas City International Airport hasn't received any agents so far. It's mostly avoided the TSA crunch hitting other locations because of its use of a private screening company rather than the agency. It's still a good idea to give yourself plenty of time for your flight. And Riley County Police are investigating 7 attempted and successful vehicle thefts in Manhattan over the weekend. RCPD says there was 3 attempted vehicle thefts that left the steering columns damaged and 4 vehicles stolen between Friday and Sunday morning. The vehicles included an array of Kias, 1 Nissan Altima, and a 2016 Hyundai. I'm Marina Flores with 13 News with your latest headlines.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hogs and soybeans are mixed. Cattle and corn are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You are made for farming, so is Stein. Each year, you look to make the most of every opportunity and define success on your own terms. Stein Seed Company is right there with you. Soybeans are mixed, consolidating with May down 4.5 at 11.59 and July 4 lower at 11.75. Corn's up modestly with the higher move in crude oil. May's 4 higher at 4.63.5. July's up 3 and a quarter at 4.73.75. Live and feeder cattle are higher, waiting for direct business to get going with support from tight supply tightness. April lives up 87 at 236.17. June's 90 higher at 235.55. April feeders are up 420 at 356.67. And hogs are mixed with questions about sustained pork demand. It's up at midday. April's 2 higher at 90.82. June's down 60 at 103.80. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Now's the time to stock up during the Krumbaker Oil and Feed Annual Mineral Promotion going on now through April 15. Take advantage of $200 off per ton on select livestock minerals. And when you book 5 or more ton, your savings jumps to $250 off per ton. Choose from trusted brands like Blueprint Cow-Calf Minerals, Sweet Mag 14, Foss 12, Kansas Premier Mineral, and Grazer Mineral. Make sure your herd has the nutrition it needs this season. To book your order, call Bill Wendell at 785-534-2394 or Maggie Krumbaker at 785-533-1356. The Krumbaker Oil and Feed Annual Mineral Promotion, happening now through April 15.
Goddard Repair is a full-service repair shop and used semi and truck dealer, and their services go beyond the basics. They work on automotive vehicles all the way up to semi-trucks. Their certified technicians will provide you with competitive pricing and comprehensive service. Protect your commodities with ease with our Sherco Sherlocks and Cable Locks. Goddard Repair will keep your farm up and running. They offer several styles of truck beds for all your farm truck needs. Let them install your next truck bed or fifth wheel hitch. Goddard offers B&W trailer hitch sales and installation. Check out Goddard Repair on Highway 24 on the east side of Beloit. Call now at 738-2140 or check out GoddardRepair.com.
Hello, this is Karen Finney. I'm an RN at Downs Care and Rehab. We're here when you or your loved one needs a little extra support. Whether it's short-term rehab after a hospital stay or temporary respite for caregivers, our team steps in with compassion and understanding. We provide skilled nursing, encouragement, and personalized care, along with home-style meals and engaging activities, making comfort and a connection a priority every day. At Downs Care and Rehab, we honor our mission values: character, attitude, respect, excellence, and service. By caring for your loved ones like family.
Hey guys, it's Lydia here with Rex at North Central Air in Downs, Kansas. And Rex is going to tell us what's new at North Central Air.
Yeah, we have a lot of new items, electric and gas. The gas units right now are the hot items. Everybody's wanting them and we have them all. We got a new one that's 37 CFM. It's a twin tank, 150 PSI, and it's got a 13-horse Honda and a three-cylinder pump. And that's one they'd sure want to take a look at.
That sounds great, Rex. And how did they get a hold of you?
Yeah, just call me at 785-454-3409.
That's 454-3409, North Central Air in Downs, Kansas.
Beginning Monday, March 23rd, RoadSafe will start closing off 8th Street in Beloit, which will be closed to all traffic between Hersey Street and Poplar Street for another street construction project starting Tuesday, the 24th. At this time, the estimated completion is approximately 9 weeks, depending on the weather. Updated information will be released as it becomes available. Motorists should plan alternate routes and allow extra time when moving through the area. During the construction project, officers from the Beloit Police Department will conduct traffic enforcement in the work zone. These efforts support worker safety and help guide motorists through alternate routes. The department appreciates the public's patience and cooperation as the project moves forward. If anyone has any questions regarding this project, they can contact the City of Beloit or the Beloit Police Department.
Another sluggish start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs were not reported at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. It's another slow day for direct cash cattle trade activity. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface. Show lists are down this week, slightly lower in Nebraska and Colorado, and noticeably lower in Kansas and Texas. Significant trade volume could easily hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers and heifer sold uneven, from $8 lower to $10 higher. The USDA says supply was heavy with moderate demand. Medium and large one feeder steer, 651 to 692 pounds, brought $410 to $465. Feeder steers, 804 to 842 pounds, brought $350 to $373. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 652 to 699 pounds, brought $365 to $395. Box beef was higher at midday on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.07 at $400.20. Select was $2.47 higher at $396.30. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday, and there were just a handful of negotiated purchases. Processors have the leverage right now, and the market is moving at their pace. However, demand continues to be a huge impact. Easter is just around the corner, which could provide some additional support for some of the cutouts, specifically thinking about hams. But there's a lot of uncertainty that surrounds global demand, as there are concerns long-term strength for U.S. pork on the global market could stumble. The industry is also monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights, and it's looking ahead to this week's quarterly hogs and pigs report. The five-day rolling average for barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct was 91.29. No other available weighted averages were available at the regional direct markets. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $63. In Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for heavy offerings at $54 to $66. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $55. And pork values were higher at midday, up 83 cents at $100.43. Bellies were sharply higher. Ribs, loins, and picnics were also up. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Although Kansas State women's basketball season came to an end in the second round of the 2026 Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament, falling to Cal 83-75 on Sunday night, things are just taking an upward turn for the Mitty Cats, as it was kind of expected that this past season season might have been a down year, and a down year means an invitation to a postseason tournament outside of the NCAA tournament after the season that they had. Junior Taryn Sides, who could come back for another year, said this team's good years are still ahead of them.
This freshman class is special. They're really good this year. I can't wait to see when they're juniors, seniors. Like, they're going to be insanely good. All of them, I think they really stepped up in the Big 12 tournament when we needed them, and to do that in that big of a moment is, you know, unique, especially as that young of a player. So they're going to be really good. They already are, but scary hours.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
High school baseball tonight in our area includes Wichita Defenders at Sylvan Lucas in Lucas at 4 p.m. Beloit baseball, 10-8 a year ago, lost to Heston 10-0 in the regional semifinal, will take on Sacred Heart, who was 16-7 a year ago. The Knights present a big challenge, but the Beloit Trojans have six different pitchers they can use this year, and according to head coach Brandon Cox in his 17th year, it's a matter of consistency and throwing strikes with all six pitchers, including Joel Rexroth, Caden Raby, Paxton Fouts, George Zimmer, and Colton Adolph, among others.
Performance. You know, we go through and we kind of got a good idea of how some of our guys have done in the past, you know, and so we hope that they can continue to be successful what they have been doing, and you know, those guys coming up that have thrown, we kind of seen what they can do and come up that direction as well throughout the process of, you know, the KT and the American Legion programs, those kind of things. And so we see how they perform there, and that helps us. But, you know, John, the number one thing that we like that can go a little bit deeper into the games, and then we've got we got some relief type guys that I feel like can give us two or three innings if we need it. And so that's kind of how we go about looking at it. But I'd say consistency is the number one thing that we're looking for.
With the opener tonight against Sacred Heart and then Concordia March 30th and Ellsworth April 2nd, it will be three consecutive home games. Then they will go to Minneapolis, host Sylvan Lucas, at Plainville, at Southeast Saline, host Republic County, at Lions, and at Clay Center. It's a tough schedule, one that Brandon Cox says they will have to manage with both pitching and fielding.
We're hopefully to get a nice little scrimmage going on here towards the end of spring break, and then out of spring break we start off right away with Sacred Heart. So that game's on the 24th of March, which is a little bit earlier than we normally start out. But you know, looking at the league, I think it's going to be a pretty tough league. You know, we got quite a few good baseball schools, and so, you know, our schedule is going to be a little bit challenging. You know, we throw in a Concordia and a Clay Center and some of those schools. So, you know, we look forward to the schedule that we have, and I think it gets us ready for postseason play. So we see a lot of good teams, and with pitch count and all that kind of stuff, there's some stuff in there, that some games that are kind of close that we're going to have to maneuver. I'm going to have our pitchers be able to come in and throw strikes and do that kind of stuff. But I think overall we got a pretty decent schedule.
Is your agricultural, commercial, or residential metal building in need of repair? Would you like to add on to an existing building? Call John with Singer Construction. John has a full line of metal building components for any job, from a single sheet of tin to walk-in sliding or overhead doors, windows, skylights, shutters, and much more. Call John for a bid today at 785-545-4494. From the simplest project to the most complex, and continued service after the sale, trust Singer Construction.
Community comes together, everything sparkles. Join Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems for the Everything Sparkles event, celebrating our century campaign, A Time to Build. Enjoy Colorado Keys dueling pianos, a cash bar, and nonstop energy on March 27th, 7 to 11 p.m. at the Mitchell County Fair Building. Limited tickets are available at the hospital or online at mchks.com. Every ticket helps strengthen care and build a brighter future. The sparkle starts here.
Make Calhoun Automotive your first call when you need work on your vehicle.
Located in South Beloit, Brian and the other pros have years of experience in basic and major mechanic work. Anything from brake pads and rotors, alignments, oil changes and tune-ups to motor overhauls. They do full fluid flushes, bed liners, and exhaust work. When you aren't sure who to call, give Calhoun Automotive a call to take care of all your automotive needs. 738-5058. Call Calhoun Automotive at 738-5058.
During a challenging time, you can find solace in the compassion and care offered by Schoen Funeral Home and Monuments. I'm Sylvia Schoen, and I stand ready to treat each family like my own. I'm dedicated in handling final arrangements with the utmost respect and compassion. I carry the phone 24/7 so that you can get the care you need directly without having to speak to an answering service. To read firsthand experiences from the families we have served, you can read testimonials on our website at SchoenFHM.com. Serving from facilities in Beloit and Downs and always on call at 785-738-2222.
Some internet feels like chasing a four-leaf clover. You spend all day looking for it and still come up empty. One minute everything's working, the next you're stuck in a loading loop that spins longer than a St. Patrick's Day jig. Lag sneaks in, buffering crashes the party, and suddenly your movie night turns into watch the wheel and think about it. That's where Cunningham Fiber comes in. No guessing games, no crossed fingers, just fast, dependable internet that keeps your shows streaming, your games running, and your whole house connected without a hiccup. This St. Patrick's Day, bring a little luck home. Make the switch today at ctcfiber.net or call your local office. Cunningham Fiber. Your lucky connection all year long.
KD Country 94. It's the best country.